Well, it's a great time of the year, isn't it? A wonderful time for a whole lot of things, but getting together with friends and family almost tops the list. And one of the reasons I like it so much, getting together with friends and family, is that it involves food, and usually good food, big meals. Any tips to make meal preparation easier? I always look forward to hearing about, and today our guest is going to share a few tips for you and for me, and how to do that. Chef Terry Mulligan, recognized chef, culinary instructor, food writer. She's been a guest many times on our program. She teaches hands-on and demonstration classes at various locations through the state. She often writes for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel food section. She has a featured quarterly article in the food magazine Edible Door. And Chef Terry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Larry. It's great to be on again.
Oh, it's so much. Every time you're on, we have so much fun. I want to give our listeners a chance to join in. And, you know, as you think about it, as you listen to Terry and I talk, are you all set for the holiday meal plans? Or could you use some advice? Do you have a favorite dish to bring to somebody else's house for a holiday meal or an appetizer? We would love to hear from you. Join in at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Terry has her own site, and we have a link to it on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. What's the site title, though?
It's chefterrymilligan.com, and it's TerryMilligan, Milligan. Not a mulligan like the golf.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. This time of the year, I think I have, I don't know about you, but I have a fair number of events together with friends and families. And in terms of making food preparation easier, I saw your article on using the freezer.
Mm-hmm. I like to call it our frozen assets because you've got them kind of lined up in the freezer waiting to be used when they're called on. And you never know sometimes when they're going to be called on. So it's always nice to have an arsenal of some frozen things that you can pull out and get them on the table for some unexpected or even expected guests. Just be a little more prepared.
Yeah. As you talk about essentials. What are those essentials that we should have in our freezers?
Well, I always think start by looking when you're going to make some frozen appetizers to make ahead. Just go down the frozen food aisle for a little inspiration, because there you'll see some things that are pre-made, but you can do them yourselves and spend a lot less money. But pick up a frozen container of phyllo dough, pick mm-hmm. up some puff pastry, bring them home, and you can put together a whole lot of different items out of just those two types of materials. So that's kind of a nice way to start. And I've got a couple of recipes on my site that were also in the journal this past Sunday that talk about using puff pastry and phyllo for some make-ahead items.
Yeah, and I think cream cheese.
Cream cheese is great. The little, you know, you can't go wrong with cream cheese and the pepper jelly. I love it for years and years. So you always can use that. Also, any types of cheeses to have online. And, you know, you've got a lot of different artisan sausages now that are available even at your mainstream grocery stores. You don't have to go to these fancy stores all the time now to get these things. So pick up a couple of artisan-type salamis and dry-cured meats like that. They store great, and you can just have them ready to go.
Well, that's the beauty of those, because they do store great, and I mean, you could buy some now, and they're going to be good right through the month.
Exactly, exactly. And then if you don't have the people come over, you got them for the Super Bowl.
That's exactly right. You know, I judged a cooking contest once. I've actually judged quite a few, but I judged one, and it was an appetizer contest, and one of the winners was a cocktail meatball recipe that I just absolutely loved, and I made it myself many times. And you've got meatballs are really a crowd favorite, I think.
they are, and they're very versatile too, because as you said, you've got people, you had did the judging with a special sauce. Everybody seems to have a special sauce that they'd like to use. I included one that's real easy to make in a saucepan in 5 minutes to glaze the meatballs. What I like about the recipe that I've got is you make the meatballs ahead and you freeze them raw, and then you just bake them. So you can pull out as many of them as you want. And I use a little ice cream scooper, and you get them all to be the same size, very Martha Stewart, so they're all the same size.
Yeah.
And then if you don't use them all, you can put them in your spaghetti.
Why not?
That's right. Make them versatile. What I like about the recipe I have has a little ricotta cheese in it, and that keeps them moist, which is important when you're going to be freezing something. You want to make sure you've got a little bit of moisture in there so that when they do come out and you cook them again, they don't dry out. So the little bit of its whole milk ricotta in there keeps them moist. And I also do a little beef and also a little bit of ground pork, because the ground pork's, again, going to have a little bit more fat in it.
Yeah, I like that, too. And when I make my meatballs, this is years ago, I just put them in a frying pan and fry them. I got rid of that idea a long time ago when I... I put them on a flat pan, and I put them in the oven, and I bake them like I do a meatloaf.
Exactly. They're just like little mini popper meatballs.
And that's the easiest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. And what's nice about meatballs, too, is you can put them in a big crowd, like you said, in a Schaefer, and just have people have it on a buffet line. Or if you've got a smaller group, the picture I have on my website shows the meatballs just with a little, you know, fancy skewer in them, and you can put them on a little serving dish or tray, and people can just individually take them and pop them in their mouths, and it's a very easy, eatable appetizer.
Yeah, and you know they always go.
They do. You're never going to have meatballs left.
Meatballs and deviled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other one that... If you've got deviled eggs, they're going to always be gone.
Well, and I'll tell you, Larry, another thing that is like that I listed were these little, I call them brat bites. So you just take bratwurst and you slice them into little bites, and you can get these little buns now almost everywhere. They're made by Pretzella, which is a Milwaukee-based company. And you just put the little brat bite in there and have some mustard and some ketchup and maybe a little sauerkraut. People can build their own. Everybody, you can't keep up with them.
Oh, and now how long? I don't know these buns.
Yeah, they're little. They're like pretzel. It's a pretzel dough it's called Pretzella. And they started out, I think, with making kind of a pretzel bun. It's brownish color. Looked almost like a pretzel on top. And now they come in a variety of spots. They've got a great website. And you can get little mini buns, which we do these a lot when I work at the Milwaukee Public Market for big groups, because we got a lot of guys coming from NML or somewhere after work for a function, and they just eat those things up right and left, and so do the ladies.
And those small buns are what are they? A couple inches long or something?
They're not even that long. They're like little dot, like I'd say an inch and a half round.
Oh my goodness,
yeah.
Me!
They're little little. Think of like a mini a slider bun, but half the size.
Well, I have been living in a cave or something, because I have not heard about these buns.
They're made by Miller Bakery out of Milwaukee.
Miller Bakery out of Milwaukee.
Yep, and I know they've got a website. The Miller Bakery has a website, and then there's a link there to their Pretzella line. It's I'm not going to spell it right, but it's Pretzella, I think. Pretzella.
Pretzella? All right.
You can put that up on the Facebook page, because there is a link, and it says on their site, too, what stores carry them.
Rebecca Haas, our on-air producer today. This is her last day, by the way. Rebecca, you've been wonderful. Thank you so much. So whenever you call to ask a question, say, congratulations, Rebecca. You did a marvelous job. And you call in at, by the way, 1-800-642-1234 if you have a question for us today, or maybe an experience to share. Maybe you've got an idea for what do you like to make for appetizers or for visiting others, or maybe when you're hosting a party of your own. Love to hear from you. 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org, or you can go ahead and post on our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. I love appetizers. And you know, when I think of appetizers here at Wisconsin Public Radio, the first name that comes into my head is Michelle Good, because she is the appetizer queen here at Wisconsin Public Radio. And if you want some advice about a good appetizer, you go to Michelle. Here she is.
She's, oh, great.
She came walking in the studio, Michelle. And by the way, she's also here to help me as we go in our fall membership drive. This is our chance to tell you that we hope you will support the programs that you've come to count on every day. So your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. It's so important as we end the year and we look forward to 2016. And Michelle, aside from the appetizers, we've got a little work to do here.
We do, Larry. I mean, well, first off, they don't call me the cocktail weenie queen for nothing. But last hour, we heard from 13 new and returning members. Thank you so much for those pledges. Now, right now, we've got something really exciting happening. We have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $4,000. That's quite a bit. So this generous match, it's from anonymous donors, including 9XM Leadership Circle members from Eau Claire and La Crosse. And it means that they will match every dollar that you give.
I'm sorry. That's an amazing amount of money.
$4,000,
yeah. Yeah, and it's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. You can double your support for the programs you love. So give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
You know, you might not have a life coach or a personal trainer or a chef or a speed dial, but that's okay, because you have Larry Mueller. When you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, you get great advice from all kinds of experts, like the people who show up on this show. And what's that cost to you? You know what? You get to choose. The Ideas Network is your affordable source for helpful information. It's a great deal. Show your support. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we've been getting a great response about a special thank you gift that we have during this membership drive. Ask for food for 20 when you give $60. Or you can ask for food for 40 when you give $120.
It's a great idea, especially in the holiday season when you really want to do something to give back. And it's really easy, too, because you can break those amounts into monthly sustaining gifts of $5 a month or $10 a month. And your thank you gift will provide meals to a Wisconsin food bank that's near you. Get started now. Celebrate at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I have many favorites. I like the music for casual listening, but when I want to pay attention, when I want to do intentional listening, then I like anything that Larry Mueller does. I do like Chapter a Day. In fact, I usually try to catch that twice, both early in the day and late at night. I like Saturday morning, Classics by Request, and I love the folk music program on Sunday evening. I like all the NPR offerings, especially Prairie Home Companion and All Things Considered. I listen all the time. I'm Lorraine Henning from Eau Claire, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for intellectual stimulation.
Lorraine, thank you so much. And what about you now? Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this year-end membership drive. Larry Mueller here with Michelle Good asking for your support of WPR. And maybe your gift is $10 or $20, or maybe it's $15 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
But this is such a great time to do it, because we do have that dollar-for-dollar match in effect. Maybe you want to become a sustainer when you make your pledge. It's really easy. You choose a monthly gift amount and set it up to come from your bank account or credit card. And it'll continue for as long as you want it to.
And I tell you what, because WPR is one of the things you never want to live without, you might as well support it with a convenient, flexible, sustaining membership. You can get started right now with a gift of $5 or $10 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. We really do not want to let this any of this $4,000 go away and lose that money.
No, that would be what they call an opportunity missed. We don't want that to happen. You know, one thing that I love about working at WPR is it's a powerful resource, and the cool thing is we all create it together. That's us working here, and that's you listening at home. The programs on this station have an impact all over the state and far beyond, too.
When you make your gift at WPR.org, or maybe you go to the phone at 888-202-2552, I think you're really participating in something amazing.
Yes.
Give now. Be a part of the statewide music, the news, and the talk that makes us great.
And if you've never given before, now is a great time because you can get your pledge matched. So even if it's a small pledge, you're having double the impact. If it's a big pledge, you're having a huge impact. But if you've never given before, here's what you can expect. It's a short process. It just takes a couple of minutes. You answer a couple of basic questions, like your name and address, the amount of your gift, and how much that you'd like to, or how you'd like to pay for it.
Yeah, and that's it. That make that first donation to WPR. You'll feel good about it, and frankly, you'll be the first to contribute during this hour today. So we are looking for that first person today. You be the one. Many first-time donors, they start with $5 or $10 a month, but the amount, really, that's up to you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Oh, we've had our first
right
to be matched. Don't miss that dollar-for-dollar match. Do not let us leave any of that money on the table. Take advantage of this great opportunity by making your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And our first person contributed $60. That means that first person will have contributed $120.
Isn't that
because
great?
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to spend a dollar a day or even more on things that are part of your routine, a cup of coffee or your phone or your commute to work.
And consider the news and information and inspiration from Wisconsin and all around the world that you get every day from listening to WPR. Maybe a dollar a day is the right amount. Give a dollar a day right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and support the programs that you enjoy every day.
If you've already contributed, thank you so much. If you haven't contributed yet, now is the time to do it. Please call now at 888-202-2552 or go online to WPR.org. And thank you very much. Right now, we're talking about holiday recipes for every kind of situation with Chef Terry Milligan, culinary instructor, food writer. She teaches hands-on and demonstration classes around the state. She frequently writes for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel food section. She's a featured quarterly articles writer in the food magazine Edible Door, so I always look forward to having her come by and certainly look forward to your questions or comments, or maybe you've got an experience to share or a food to share, something that you use when it's time for an appetizer or when you're visiting and taking something to a friend's house or maybe preparing your own dinner. 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@WPR.org, or you can post on our Facebook page. And our Facebook page title, The Larry Mealer Show. And we'd certainly love to hear from you. Chef Terry, you have some favorite holiday appetizers up on your Facebook page that I thought were kind of fun.
I do. I tried to list quite an array. A lot. Most of them actually are very easy to do. Especially, I had an article a couple of years ago called Six and 60, which were six appetizers, if you were really good and fast, no breaks, that you could make in 60 minutes.
Wow.
So that doesn't include shopping time. I always say that. It does include a minute at the end to have a glass of wine.
And slug that right down after.
Exactly. You need that. But don't drink the wine while you're doing for that 59 minutes, because you've got to get these things done.
Oh, man. But you had a pigskin cheese ball.
I do. I cheese balls have kind of been reinvented. The first cheese ball, actually, that is recorded in the U.S. was delivered to Thomas Jefferson, and it was over 1,000 pounds.
Oh, holy
And as I like to say, that we've become a little more cheeseball friendly. So they're not quite that large anymore. But the one I have listed on my website, and if you look at the picture, you can tell that I had some young chefs assisting me with this one. I had some 12-year-old chefs in training, I'd like to call them, who were helping me create the pigskin cheese ball, which actually is a cream cheese mix. We flavor it with a little mozzarella shredded up or Swiss cheese. But the big thing is the bacon on the top. So there's where your pigskin comes. And then we did little laces made out of cheese. But you can see I let them do their own thing. So it's a Martha Stewart in training there. My problem I had with these young men was that they kept eating the bacon. But the one child, well, he wasn't a child, he was 12 years old, but the one young chef at the end told me that I was a pretty good bacon chef. So I said, that's good. So,
well,
but it's a fun thing to do with kids, to make a cheese ball.
You know, I haven't done that with daughter Emily, and she's 12 years old, and she'd probably be one of those, too. She loves bacon.
Well, make extra if you do the cheese ball, because that's why, if you look at the photo, a little on the end there at the bottom, we were running out of bacon.
Well, I tell you, that's fun. You know, we had a caller question from John. Do you have any experience with cheese ball appetizers you want to talk? John says, I know of one that is wrapped in cheese and topped off with olives.
Well, there are so many cheese ball recipes. That sounds terrific. You can also make sweet cheese balls, too, that are dessert with a dessert, so you can make them with mascarpone, like a sweetened mascarpone cheese and cream cheese, and serve them even with little crackers that maybe have no salt or on them, you know, just as a little sweet type of a thing. So cheese balls have really come a long way since Thomas Jefferson.
And there, you know, there you mentioned cream cheese. There's one that involves cream cheese, and then it's in a ball, and then there's some, there's like a shrimp sauce.
That goes over it.
That goes over it, that I like, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many, and it's like many holiday appetizers. Lots of people have their own distinct cheese ball recipes. There is even a cheese ball, I call it the turducken of cheese balls, where you can do three different cheeses within the cheese ball. Usually they start with something the most savory in the middle, like a blue cheese type thing, and then maybe a cheddar, and then your cream cheese that's a little more moldable for the top, and you can make like a cheese ball within a cheese ball within a cheese ball.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I haven't tried that yet. How about this gazpacho, the shooters with shrimp?
Mm-hmm. Again, very nice and easy. Tomato, you get some canned tomatoes at this time of year. I put them in a blender with some spices, and if you'd like, put a little bit of tequila in there, and you can pour them. I have these little kind of shooter glasses that you can get at most party stores. Not that expensive anymore, but you could just use shot glasses. And then what I like to do, as you can, if you see on my website, I put a little shrimp on top. So those shrimp I just marinate in a little olive oil, some herbs, and you can just flash make them in a saute pan. They cook real quick because with seafood you don't want to overcook them, so you don't want to get them chewy. Yep. So you can just do those and actually make all of it ahead. Just pour the shots in the shooter glasses and put a little shrimp on top, and people just love them, and they're great from every all year. Great outside appetizer for the summer, and a great holiday appetizer as well.
You know, if you had a little bed of shaved ice or crushed ice, you could set them right in the shot glasses, right in the crushed ice. Wouldn't that
certainly
be, wouldn't that look nice?
It'd look gorgeous. Put a few lemon slices around it, you could even garnish around the ice with some more shrimp, because people always want more shrimp. So, make a total display out of that.
What about you? You talk about a crostini bar as well, which I really think is a good idea too.
Well, it's a great idea because you don't really have to do that much. My theory on that one was when you're really in a pinch, you can make your guests create their own appetizers, and they don't even know they're doing it. So you set up a whole section with just a variety of toppings, And, you know, crostini, really all you need to do on your part is toast some nice French bread, and you could do that just like you do with your meatballs. You can do that in the oven by just laying them on a flat pan and brushing them with a little olive oil and toasting them. Then have a variety of toppings. In my photo, I've got a couple of different cheeses. I have some unusual things that I put on there, like figs, dried figs with a little honey, and Montrachet cheese. That's a little kind of more European touch on it. Then you can go your, what you were talking about before, cream cheese, a little black olive tapenade, the little black olives that are chopped up very finely. Sun-dried tomatoes are nice to put out. So a lot of things that you can buy pre-made in small jars, like the tapenade, the sun-dried tomatoes, cheeses, you can go and just buy a few different unusual slices of cheese, and you can let your guests create their own appetizer.
Yeah, I really like that idea a lot. You mentioned honey, and I thought immediately, my next, I have some friends who purchased some land, and on that land were some already existing beehives. The people had been raising bees there and making honey for many years, and so the friends just said, well, go ahead and continue doing that. Well, they were rewarded with 14 quarts of honey.
Wow.
So I have ready access to almost unlimited quantities of honey.
Well, honey drizzled on just mentioned a Montrachet or goat cheese, but blue cheese, it's really nice to just drizzle a little honey on top of some savory cheese like a blue cheese. It gives it a whole new dimension.
Yeah, it definitely does. Chef Terry Milligan, our guest today. Join in with your questions or comments, or maybe you've got some recipes or information to share about what you use or what you come up with for your parties and for your big holiday meals. Love to hear from you. 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We've talked a lot about appetizers so far, and certainly we can continue to talk about appetizers, but holy cow, there's always soups and salads. We've got the main meals. We've got desserts. We've got all kinds of things we can talk about with her. And so with Chef Terry, and so I hope you'll join in with your own input. One of the people who always has a lot of good input when it comes to holiday recipes, of course, is Michelle Good, who's back again to talk with you and with me about our year-end membership drive. If you put off donating to Wisconsin Public Radio in 2015, guess what? 2015's almost over, so now's your time to take action. And if you have given or you're a sustainer, you might consider a special year-end gift, which is what I wind up doing every year. It just takes a few minutes at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. And Michelle with us. We have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now. And Michelle, we don't want to lose that.
We don't. And if somebody wants to make that special year-end gift, this is such a great time because they will get their gift matched. It's by anonymous donors. They're the ones who've set this all up. It's including 9XM Leadership Circle members from Eau Claire and La Crosse, and they will double every single dollar that you give. You know what it is? It's their way of inspiring you to support WPR because it's a great time to do it. Double the impact of your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I always have so much fun talking with Chef Terry Milligan, and I hope you've been enjoying the conversation as well. And I think it's an example of the kind of fun programs and the informative conversations we have on this show.
It certainly is. So take a few minutes to make this program and many more programs like this possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you, then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
During this holiday season, you can give something extra when you support WPR. Your donation makes the programs you love possible. And then go ahead and ask for the food for 20 when you give $60 at least, or food for 40 when you give at least $120.
And these thank you gifts, they provide meals to people facing hunger in your area through regional food banks. You get to do two good things with your gift to WPR, and you get to get your money doubled right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're moving along, but we still have a long way to go.
We do. It's $4,000.
A large slice of our budget pie, the biggest slice, as a matter of fact, comes from listeners. So while all of our funding sources, certainly we are very important, state and federal governments, businesses are important, of course, your contribution makes a huge difference. WPR is the amazing service that it is, thanks to your support. Give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And we don't charge you up front. You pay exactly what it's worth.
Oh, man, it's Pledge Drive again. I should change the station. They're not really talking to me. Someone else will pledge.
Don't change the station. Sarah, we are talking to you.
What?
Do you listen to WPR every day?
Yeah, every time I get into the car and every night when I cook dinner.
Do you rely on the news, information, entertainment that you get from WPR?
Of course I do. But you guys have people with more money who can make a big difference with their donation.
Actually, Sarah, you make a difference. Don't count yourself out. It's pledges from everyday listeners like you added together that make up the single biggest part of our budget.
Are you sure?
We are absolutely sure.
We're talking to you.
We really are talking to you. Don't make us come through the radio. Pledge now. Here's someone to tell you how.
And here's how. Make your donation in support of the programs that you enjoy at WPR.org or go to 888-202-2552. I don't have Jim Fleming's deep voice, unfortunately. Larry Mueller here. I am Larry Mueller, and I have Michelle Good with me. She's got a wonderful voice, and we're both asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during this year-end membership drive, and maybe your pledge is $5 a month. We've had some of those. How about $100 a month? We appreciate and count on every gift.
Every pledge drive, we hear from people all over the world, and we get pledges from Texas, Alaska, Japan, even. And we've heard from Germany.
I had a phone call during a show once from Germany.
Really?
It was a guy wondering about his houseplant, as a matter of fact. Anyway,
plants
that person.
Are the same all over the world.
it happens. Every pledge drive, we hear from a lot of people like that. You found something very special here at Wisconsin Public Radio, and it's made possible by listener support. So I hope you'll give now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. Your support makes WPR what it is, a resource that you enjoy, and one that's treasured around the state, around the country, and even around the world, even in Germany.
And even right now is such a great time to do it because we have that dollar-for-dollar match in effect. It's from anonymous donors, including 9XM Leadership Circle members from Eau Claire and La Crosse. That means your gift of $50 turns into $100. It doubles. It's a great time. Show your support for Larry and all the great programs here on WPR by taking advantage of this match and doubling your support. Give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When you became a regular listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, I think that was an important first step. Now I hope you'll take that next step and become a financial supporter.
And it's so easy. You just decide how much you'd like to give. $5 a month is a great starting point, but you can make it any amount you like and make your pledge. And remember, you get it doubled when you do it right now. Great time. Do it now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You could give $1,000 right now and it would turn into $2,000.
Wouldn't that be cool?
It would
be a huge gift.
Huge gift. But any amount, as we look ahead to 2016, we're so grateful that Wisconsin Public Radio has such strong listener support. One gift at a time, you provide our single largest source of funding. If you haven't given yet this year, now's the time, please. And if you have given, I really appreciate your special year-end gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Take just a couple of seconds and think about it. How much great information and advice do you get from Larry alone, week after week, day after day? Isn't that worth something? Isn't that worth $5? $5 a month or just $5? Remember, you get it doubled. dollar-for-dollar match still in effect. Give now. Show your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Right now, that support goes twice as far.
And this holiday season, you can support the radio you love and give something extra. Ask for food for 20 when you give $5 a month or food for 40 when you give $10 a month. That's at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552. Thanks if you've already contributed. If you haven't, now's a great time to do it. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here with my guest and having a lot of fun with Chef Terry Milligan, who is a wonderful chef, culinary instructor, food writer extraordinaire. It's always fun to have her with us to talk holiday recipes for every course, be it appetizers or soups or main courses or desserts. We can talk about it with her, and she has great advice. Give us a call with your own experiences or your own questions at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. And Kathy and Blair's been waiting a bit, so let's go to Kathy. Thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. Another way of making a fun appetizer is to take tortilla shells and lay them out, spread them with cream cheese spread or different pimentos or whatever, roll them up, and then slice them off, put them in the shape of a Christmas tree, and then lay cherry tomatoes all over for a festive Christmas tree.
Oh!
That's a great idea. I've never done the Christmas tree, though. So
I love that idea.
I've done your other concept a lot of times, but that is a terrific idea. And
sure.
I always love it when you can make a centerpiece or something that is on your plate or table and it's edible. You know, people just really love to see that.
Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Oh,
Bye-bye.
I appreciate that very much. Great idea. What about you? 1-800-642-1234. Talking all kinds of things, but appetizers are on our mind for sure. And we have more callers online. Here's Allison just joining us from Racine. Allison, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to mention a recipe book that I have that is probably the most beautiful recipe book I've ever seen, and it's full of super easy recipes. And she has a whole section dedicated to appetizers. It's called Forest Feast. Hmm. And I believe all the recipes are vegetarian. So it's a little bit of an alternative to some of the recipes that have been mentioned so far. But one that I wanted to highlight is you take dried apricots and you put a dollop of goat cheese on top. And then you get some fresh thyme and just put a tiny little sprig of that on top of the goat cheese, and it's so beautiful. It tastes delicious, and it's super, super easy.
So dried apricots, did you say?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can buy those every place now, you know, the little dried apricot halves, and they do make a nice little edible receptacle for a easy kind of popping appetizer that you can just pop in your mouth.
I love that.
I think your caller's suggestion of vegetarian is terrific because sometimes you don't know your guests. You might know one of your guests, but maybe they're bringing a guest with them, and you don't know who's vegetarian or vegan or gluten intolerant. So it's really nice to keep that in your mind to make sure you have some items that will go with any type of dietary need.
And the name of the book that you mentioned was Forest Feast?
Yes, Forest Feast. And it's just the woman who wrote the cookbook was a food photographer.
Hmm.
So the pictures in the book are stunning. They're really beautiful. And she has lots of appetizers, entrees, and then also a little on cocktails. So it's fun. It's a fun book.
Thanks, Allison. Well, I think Rebecca, in her usual efficient way, has already posted that up on our Facebook page. So it's up there. Thank you so much for calling. You can join in, too, at 800-642-1234. Well, appetizers, we can always and continue to talk about appetizers, but I've got a butternut squash sitting on the counter at home, Chef Terry.
It's staring at you, wanting you to do something with it.
It is.
Well, on my site, we've got my butternut squash bisque. It's made with a little maple syrup, though it sounds like you've got a lot of honey, so you could substitute honey in there, too, if you'd like. But this is my has been my most requested recipe for years, the maple butternut squash bisque. And it's super easy because if you don't want to pre-cook the squash, you could just cube it in very small pieces and put it right into the soup and let it kind of cook in the soup and then puree it. So you could roast it ahead of time if you'd like, or you could just do some preliminary chopping and put it in the soup. If you don't want to have any dairy in it, you could put some almond milk or cashew milk in it to just give it a little bit more of a creamy texture, and then you would be keeping it as a vegan item.
Boy, does that sound good. And the soup itself is a stock of some sort, I suppose. And
mm-hmm. You've got a little bit. Again, you could use chicken stock. You could use, looks like I might have a broken link, so if I do, I will make sure that I fix that link.
A vegetable stock, I suppose, too, if you wanted.
Mm-hmm. Vegetable stock, if you want to keep it as a vegetarian base. I like to sweeten it, as I said, with maple syrup, but something like honey, or if you want to be vegan, you could use agave nectar. Which is going to give you the same sweetness slant to it.
Boy, does that sound good. And, you know, there was another one that you have up. And, by the way, it's so great because people can go to your Facebook page and see these, many of these.
Mm-hmm. They're on my, there's a link on my Facebook page, but also on my website is where most of the items are, chefterrymilligan.com.
That's right.
And then you can see the photos. I will tell you, I have to fix the link, it looks like, on that soup recipe, so I will fix that after I get off.
You know, the one I haven't looked at is the winter white vegetable bisque, which I thought, white vegetable bisque.
Mm-hmm. And you're using some root vegetables that some people might not normally think about cooking with, especially in a soup. I use cauliflower, Yukon gold potatoes, turnips, parsnips, and a little bit of fennel bulb, which gives it an interesting flavor because it's got kind of that licorice flavor, but is a nice complement to these other vegetables. But again, you can puree all of those after they cook. What's nice about this is that the potatoes actually thicken the soup. I've got flour in it, but if you didn't want that in there, you wouldn't need it.
Oh, that's, you know, that, I have some of those vegetables. I don't have all of them, but they're, you know, anymore now, as you were saying earlier, it's amazing what you can get in the grocery store these days.
It is. The variety of vegetables and jarred complimentary things like the black olive tapenades and a variety of every kind of balsamic vinegars, things like that. Just really easy things you can pick up that you can complement your items with. In my picture, you'll see with the winter white vegetable bisque, there's a little bit of green on it. That's just a basil-flavored olive oil. So I just picked up some basil olive oil, and you sprinkle it on there, and you get that kind of restaurant look.
Oh, I love that. You know, one thing that I have in my refrigerator right now, you didn't mention there, but my daughter has learned to love Brussels sprouts. So we have a lot of Brussels sprouts. Pretty often, and still really good Brussels sprouts in the grocery store.
They are. In fact, I just was in the store, and they're, I can't believe, you know, Brussels sprouts do come on this big kind of a stalk, and they're very daunting when you see them at a farmer's market. But I've seen they're actually selling the whole stalks in regular grocery stores. And what's neat about that, if you can find them on the stalk, is that they stay fresher because they're not cut off yet. So that's kind of, and it's kind of neat to have, if you're cooking with family and children, that they see how that food's grown, that it's grown on that big stalk.
Well, and it's, I tell you what, it's a lot of fun to, I have so many different ways you can make Brussels sprouts. They're pretty amazing.
They are. They're coming into their own now.
they sure are. Chef Terry Milligan, our guest. Again, you can join in with your own questions, comments, or experiences. We would love to hear from you at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us as well. Email us at talk@wpr.org Or if you post on our Facebook page, just go to the Larry Mealer Show Facebook page. You can post your questions or your comments there. We'd certainly love to hear from you. Michelle Good back with us once again. It's always great to see her come in the studio, because I know that means it's time to talk with you about your pledge of support during our year-end membership drive. So I hope you'll join in and help at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And our listeners have been very generous.
They have. We met our challenge, $4,000. We even went a little bit further. Now, that does not mean that your support is still not very, very important. It is. Your support of Larry and all the programs you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio right now, you still get that dollar, or not dollar for dollar match, but you can take advantage of the Food for 20 program when you give $60, or Food for 40 when you give $120. It's a great way to celebrate the holiday, share your support of Wisconsin Public Radio, and give food to families in need in your community. And your pledge right now helps set up WPR to be in good financial shape for the coming year.
Have so much fun talking with Chef Terry today, and I think we have a number of programs and a number of guests that help out that way. Wisconsin Public Radio has great hosts. Kathleen Dunn, I love her program. Zorba Pastor on Your Health. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. So many others you've come to rely on.
WPR gives you a window on the world like no other. Support the exciting mix of shows that you enjoy on this station with your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It is the season of giving, and I don't know what appetizer Michelle's got in mind for me for Christmas this year, but I tell you what, your donation will support this program, and that would be a great gift for me. And when you do, please do ask for the Food for 20 when you give $5 a month or more, and the Food for 40 when you give $10 a month or more.
It's a great way to give back, too, because these thank you gifts, they provide meals to people facing hunger in your area. They do that through regional food banks. But you know what? It all starts with you picking up the phone or going to the computer and making that gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Basically, I just believe with public radio, it's almost a duty to become a member, because the programming is why you listen. All you have to do is travel someplace that doesn't have public radio for a week or so and realize how much you miss it and you want to come back. I've been known to turn it on my computer when we're traveling and there's not a decent public radio station anywhere near us. I just really enjoy it. I enjoy the programming. I learn things. That makes a big difference to me. And I get a little bit of everything. One of the nicest things about WPR is that it is statewide. We try to hit a different state park every week during the spring and summer. And so we're traveling around the state. It's just wonderful to be able to continue listening pretty much wherever we go in the state. That's something that is very rare. That has been just sort of icing for us, is to know that we can continue listening wherever we go in Wisconsin. I'm Michelle from Madison, Wisconsin. I hope you'll join me in being a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Isn't that a cool idea, going around to every park, a state park in the summer?
I like that.
And I think one of the great things for me is the chance to drive to all the way to the top of the state. In Bayfield, we do a program in Bayfield, and that gives me a chance to listen all day long, or at least for 5 straight hours across the state to Wisconsin Public Radio. That's one of the reasons I pledge, because I really enjoy that. You can pledge too. And Michelle Good's going to tell you how here. Maybe your gift will be $10 a month or maybe $20 a month. Whatever amount, that's the right amount for you.
If you can, share your passion for WPR by becoming a member of the 9XM Leadership Circle with a pledge of $100 or month or more. We rely on member support. That means your support to make great radio.
Gifts of $100 a month, that's $1,200 for the year, are very important for your future. and for our future. Help us stay strong, continue to grow with a leadership gift. And we had one of those yesterday. I'm not sure if we had one yet today or not, but we had one yesterday
they
during
would have
our
been
program.
Smart to take advantage of that match.
Yeah, WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Do you remember listening to WPR as a child? Or maybe your kids really enjoy certain programs now.
Whether it's an interesting story on NPR News, a piece of music, or laughing along with the weekend shows, WPR caught your imagination as a child, and it engages the minds of children today, as a matter of fact.
And you make all of that possible because you participate as a member. So give now. That's how you become a member at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A donor from Madison said, I just want to say thank you. WPR has been a part of my life for a very long time. My mother made me listen to WPR as a kid, and I never understood why. Now, as I'm preparing to have my own child, I fully appreciate her motives, and I hope to raise a public radio-loving baby just as she did. Isn't that great?
That is. I remember when I was a kid, my dad used to listen to Car Talk, and I thought it was the most annoying show ever. And now when I listen to it, I think of my dad.
Yeah.
It's very, like, sweet. And I get really decent car advice, too.
Absolutely. And to help make those programs last and keep going, all it takes is a contribution from you. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. We'd love to hear from you.
We live in a generous society. We're quick to help a neighbor in need, and we chip in for good causes. Continue the tradition of a generous society when you support WPR right now. If you've never given before, become our next new member. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Many new members give $5 a month, but the amount is totally up to you.
A donor from Eau Claire said, and here we are talking about food. The donor said, it feeds our curiosity every day. Well, if it feeds your curiosity every day, support it right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. We'll be back with Chef Terry in just a few minutes. Holiday meals can be fancy, they can be relaxed, or they can have a handful of people, or you can have a big crowd. I think the important thing is good food shared with people you love and respect. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Really pleased to have Chef Terry Milligan with us, the recognized chef, culinary instructor, food writer. She frequently writes for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel food section. And as always, Terry, it's great to have you with us again.
Oh, thank you. Always nice to be on and nice to be asked.
Oh, I tell you what, it's a lot of fun. I hope you'll go to her website. And your website, again, is chefterrymilligan.com, right?
That's correct. And I would like to say in the break, I fixed the link. So those people who want to go get that maple butternut squash soup recipe, it links right to it now. I had a little broken link there, so all fixed.
I tell you what, I think that's going to be on the menu tonight.
Well, great.
It was that or the Brussels sprouts.
Well, you could do both because the Brussels sprouts I've got on my site is a Brussels sprout salad.
Oh, yes.
So you could
have
the salad of Brussels sprouts and then the soup. And the raw food is very in, and it's also a great way to get all the nutrients out of the, because you're keeping all that food nice and raw like that. So the shaved Brussels sprout salad, you shave them by using, you're not shaving them with a shaving cream. You're getting you can get these little slicers, the little mandolin slicers,
yeah.
And a lot, you can get kind of a handheld one now for less than $20. And you just very carefully put those little Brussels sprouts on there and shave them into little strips, then toss them with a vinaigrette, and in the recipe I have, I use pomegranate seeds in it. And pomegranates are all over the place in your grocery stores right now and at pretty good prices because they're in season. So pomegranates are a nice little crunch to put into that salad along with the Brussels sprouts, and it gives it a little sweet tartness to it.
Oh, I like that. I'm going to try that.
It's a nice alternative to just the fresh greens that you have the Brussels sprouts in there.
Absolutely. Chef Terry Milligan, our guest, you can join in at 1-800-642-1234. I'd love to hear from you. Oh, boy, I haven't eaten yet, so my mouth is just watering here as I think about all these things. So you have some main meal recipes up as well, and you have a chicken roulade with a lingonberry sauce.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I live in Door County, and the lingonberries aren't grown up here. We do have Al Johnson's with the goats on top.
Yep.
That and he is known for his Swedish recipes and Swedish lingonberries. So for me, you got to use lingonberries in a couple of recipes. And this is another make-ahead recipe because you can roll these chickens into a roulade. Just means you're flattening out your meat. This is chicken, poultry. We put a little stuffing inside, roll them back up, and I use a little breading on it. I use a little panko breading on them. But you could have those all ready and stuffed and then just finish them when you're getting closer to the time of your dinner. And the sauce is extremely simple because it's really just cranberry juice or cherry juice, which is what I use in Door County, and the lingonberries because the lingonberries have the sweetness in them already, and that's what we top the chicken with.
Man, that sounds good.
It's a fancy meal, but not that expensive because your main protein is chicken.
Yeah, I really like the sound of that. And a simple stuffing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have the recipe is included, but it's really just sauteing vegetables, adding some breadcrumbs, a little stock to kind of moisten up the mixture. I usually put the stuffing in a food processor and pulse it just for a couple of pulses just to get it so we don't have any real big pieces of an onion or something like that. You get it nice and uniform.
Yep.
And then you just really kind of make a cylinder of that stuffing so you can put it right down the middle of your chicken breast that you pounded out.
Sure, and then just roll it up.
Just roll her up, mm-hmm. And if it doesn't even matter what size, the bigger the chicken breast is fine. It might serve more than one person because you can slice it into little medallions.
Oh, absolutely. Mary Ann and Kashina has something for us, so let's go there. Hi, Mary Ann. Thanks for calling.
Hello. How are you?
Great. Appreciate your call. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a recipe using butternut squash and Brussels sprouts. I made it this Thanksgiving. Incredible. You roast both of the vegetables. You chop them up. You add a little olive oil. You add some cranberries, some pecans, and a little bit of maple syrup, and it is just delicious.
Oh, you just together. You roast them together. And
yeah, mix it all up, and it is just delicious.
And I will, a tip that I use sometimes when I do that, because I do that recipe a lot, especially with large groups, because it's a nice one for large groups. Sometimes I'll put the squash and the Brussels sprouts on separate cooking sheets, just in case one of them gets done before the other, because you just never know.
Oh,
and
you
know. That's what I did as well, because I wasn't sure about that.
And I think that's a nice tip, because usually the Brussels sprouts are going to cook a little faster than your squash. But that is a great recipe, and I actually did that recipe last week for a group that I was working with at the public market. There were 35 of them in a hands-on class, and they did a great job with that.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Thanks, Mary Ann.
Thank you.
I appreciate that call very much. You can join in, too, 1-800-642-1234. We have an email question from Smita. Would you have any suggestions for keeping Indian samosas, the crispy vegetable-filled empanada-like pockets, to keep them after frying them and keeping them warm and crispy at a party?
Well, what you can do, you can put them in a chafing dish, but to keep them a little crispy and to keep them not so they're on that direct heat, what I like to do is put a heat receptacle, kind of a little, what would it be, couple of custard cups in there. Put a napkin, a couple of nice, pretty napkins over it so they're not on the direct heat, and you can put them in a chafer like that. I've had success keeping crispy things a little crispier when they're not directly on the heat of a chafer.
Oh, that's a good idea. I like that. So there you go. Thank you so much for that question. And we had a Facebook comment from Kara. She said, I think it's a really 1960s thing, but I like to use small pretzel sticks as toothpicks with my appetizer meatballs. It's fun, tasty, and environmentally friendly. Now, isn't that a good idea?
It is. That's great. And, you know, everybody likes a pretzel. And those pretzels can be used even to be stick into a little cube of cheese or a little salami that has a little bit of your cream cheese piped on it. You know, very, very easy to use. And I will tell you, those little pretzel bites we talked about way in the beginning, you could just put a pretzel in a little piece of cooked broth like that and have those out.
Oh,
and people can pop them in and eat the pretzel.
Isn't that a great idea? Because, you know what it's like. You've got the toothpick and you're done. You've picked your meatballs out. And now what
no
do I do with
to
the toothpick?
It.
That's a good idea, just to be able to eat it.
Mm-hmm. Eat everything. Eat the toothpick.
Friends took me to a restaurant here about a week ago, and I ordered a duck breast, and it was just wonderful. And I see, and so I've had duck breast on my mind here the last week, and I see you've got a recipe for a caramelized apple-stuffed duck breast.
Well, this is one notch up from doing the chicken. So it's a similar type of a thing where we made a roulade. So I get the chicken. This is when you want to do something very fancy and impress because it takes a little more time. I used to do this in my restaurant. We take the duck breast and we'd slice it in half but keep that little piece there so it was butterflied and pound it out. And then I stuffed it with pecans and caramelized apples. Then rolled them back up. And here's the clincher. We used Nisky bacon and put it around the duck.
Oh.
And so that kept that duck, because the duck doesn't have a lot of fat in it, so you want to keep it moist. And that little bit of bacon while it was roasting keeps that duck breast moist. So that's a little bit of a more complicated recipe. But on my site, I actually have some photos showing you how you make it and pound it out and stuff it and roll it. So I know my husband always likes to have things with pictures. So I try when it's more complicated to have a few more pictures so people can visualize what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm with your husband because I like I like pictures too.
He wants to see what it's supposed to look like at the end, and you know, so he knows if he did it right.
Exactly. So any cookbook that has or any website that has great photos has got me. Because I'll go back and look. I want to see what it looks like when it's done. Now, a rack of lamb is something that can look really nice when it's done.
That is. And that's another one of those things that is becoming a little easier to find in stores, the lamb racks. What I like to use are the smaller lamb racks, which are either a New Zealand or an Australian rack of lamb. Those are usually about 12 ounces to 20 ounces, so they're you can get 1 to 2 servings out of each.
Yeah.
Domestic lamb is much bigger; it's about 2.5 pounds. So you do need to kind of read up on lamb. I have information on that in that recipe that talks about the different lambs, so you know what to buy. And doing a large one is fine, but it's just going to take a little longer. But you know, it's a great meat to try for a party because it's not that complicated, really. I think people are scared of the lamb because you get it in the restaurant and it seems so foreboding. But really, you get the nice rack of lamb. All you're doing is searing in the flavors by searing that rack and roasting it. So you need an oven thermometer. That's your best friend when doing any of the roasting, so you know what your temp is on your mm-hmm. on your item.
Well, I actually have a friend. I hadn't thought about the smaller racks. I have a friend whose wife doesn't like lamb, and so whenever she goes away on business or whatever, that's when he has
lamb.
And so a small rack of lamb would probably be perfect for him.
Yeah, you can get the Australian lamb tend to be slightly larger, about 18 to 22 ounces, and the New Zealand's are about 12 ounces to 18. I don't like to get anything smaller than that, or you don't have much meat on there, because those bones do go into the weight. You have to remember when you're buying that lamb.
Well, you know, we haven't talked desserts, but I do want to have at least one dessert talked about. And you know, I always liked creme brulee.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a big fan of it, and you know, it's been around forever. But you have a winter spiced creme brulee.
Well, what I did with my creme brulee recipe when it's the autumn, or I think it depends. I sometimes call it autumn and sometimes winter, depending on who I'm talking to. But the creme brulee always has the heavy cream, obviously, in it, which what makes it so good. But I infuse the cream with different spices. So I put a whole cinnamon stick, some whole star anise, some whole cloves, and a knob of fresh ginger, kind of coarsely chopped. I put that in the cream and let that come to a simmer and just let it set, kind of seep in, and then you just strain it out. So what you've got is that kind of autumn-winter spice blend, like you're getting a Christmas blend of cream, actually, you know. And then you just do the traditional creme brulee recipe. What I like to do, too, is I use a little kitchen torch to do the top instead of putting them underneath a broiler. When you put them under a broiler, it works, but it takes a little more time. So sometimes your creme brulee custard can get a little soft, but you can buy those little handheld torches, butane torches, and they're going to work much quicker.
Chef Terry Milligan, our guest today. I want to put that on my Christmas list, one of those torches. I like that idea because there are other times when you could use one as well. Chef Terry Milligan, I hope you go to her website. It's chefterrymilligan.com. I think practically every recipe that we've talked about today is on that, is on her site. And they're all featured on her page. So chefterrymilligan.com is the place to go to get that information. And the place to go for information about Wisconsin Public Radio pretty often is Michelle Good, who's joined me again. We're in the year-end membership drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Your financial support is really the foundation for all the great talks we have here on the Ideas Network every day. So I hope you'll make your gift now at WPR.org. or at 888-202-2552. And Michelle, we have another goal.
We do. We are looking for 9 more pledges in the next 9 minutes. If you give to WPR to support the station that you love, your public radio.
And thanks if you've already given, and thanks to everybody who's contributed so far. We've just had a wonderful, finished a wonderful 60 Minutes with Terry Milligan. But if you haven't pledged yet, I hope you'll help pay for the programs you enjoy. Make your contribution right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I hope you enjoyed, and so does Larry, this great conversation we had today. With the holidays coming up, everybody likes to, you know, kick it up a notch a little bit. Appetizers, like how often do you have an appetizer? On a daily basis, a weekly basis. The holidays, I want an appetizer. So it was great to get some recipes. Here's some, this is the kind of program that's an example of the interesting, the fun, and the informative, sometimes quirky conversations that Larry has on his show.
And I hope you'll take a few minutes right now to make this program and many more programs possible. You can choose a gift amount that works for you and then go ahead and make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And this holiday season, the impact of your pledge can go beyond making great radio to people that are in need in your area. Ask for food for $20 when you give $60, or food for $40 when you give $120. Your thank you gift will provide meals to a Wisconsin food bank that's near you. It's your chance to do two good things at once with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I think I'm at the age, you know, I'm 25, just out of college, kind of, you know, semi-unemployed. A lot of things are starting to come across my mind, like, you know, healthcare. Just to have so many different perspectives coming from public radio. Sometimes it's comforting, sometimes it's unsettling, and it's really great to have. My name's John Stickley, and public radio is my source for up-to-the-minute, unbiased information and perspectives.
Go ahead and make your contribution right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. I'm Larry Mueller, Michelle Good with me right now, asking for your support of WPR. And maybe your gift is $10 a month, maybe it's $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
Maybe you are capable and interested in playing a larger amount in support of WPR. You know, we have this thing. It's called the 9XM Leadership Circle, and it's a growing group of listeners. They contribute $1,200 a year or more to support WPR programs.
Leadership Circle members want to make sure public radio programs are going to be here today and tomorrow for all to who listen. If you'd like to increase your support to WPR and join that 9XM Leadership Circle, all you have to do is go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Every day from 11 to 12:30, we take a break from the news and from politics, and we focus on advice topics, the outdoors, interesting things, gardening, things that are happening in at the university and in the state, health issues, finances, cooking. For example, we got all these great holiday recipes today from Chef Terry Mulligan.
And I'm going to be using actually one of them, maybe two of them, tonight. There's really no secret to this winning recipe here, and that's listener support. Your support, you make it possible when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Nine more pledges, but we no longer have 9 minutes. We only have about 5 minutes for you to make your pledge. Please give. Show the support for the programs that you rely on.
And certainly thanks if you've already given. If you haven't, this is the time, 4 minutes to go here. Give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
The kind of radio that you have come to expect here on WPR, it costs money. And public radio listeners like you become public radio members to help us pay for those costs.
So take a moment now to make the move from a listener to a public radio member. Make your contribution, any amount, with a secure pledge at WPR.org, or if you want to phone, go ahead and phone at 888-202-2552.
We're not sending you a bill for this. The beauty of a voluntary donation is that you get to decide how much to give, because how much you give isn't as important as the fact that you do actually give.
Absolutely, and we just have to move off this nine number. We're stuck on nine. We need to move. You can help us do that right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make new members, many new members, give $5 a month, but you decide any amount. That's the right amount for you.
And something you'll find out is that when you do make a pledge, if you're a new member, if you're a returning member, you will feel good after you've done it, because you're contributing to the station. You're making it possible. It happens because of you. It's a great time of year to think about that, to think about what's important to you, and then to back up those values with action. WPR is important to you, so make that gift now. You will feel great after you do it. I promise you. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Seize the day. Pledge right now while you're thinking about it. It just takes a few minutes to contribute. We're at nine. We're still stuck on nine.
Still stuck at nine.
We would like to go to eight here, and that happens with your contribution at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Join, renew, make an extra gift. Just help us get off that nine. You will have such a good feeling after you do. You'll know, hey, I helped Larry out. I helped out Joy Cardine. I helped out Kathleen Dunn. All the great programs that I love and listen to, I'm a part of. Like Monica from Baraboo says, I love Larry Mueller, Joy Cardine, Kathleen Dunn, Chapter a Day, all the news, and so much more. Thank you, WPR. Thank you, Monica. Let Monica inspire you to make a pledge right now and get us off that nine. We appreciate that one person who pledged. Thank you so much, whoever you are. We love you.
Am I going to have to pledge myself again to get it down? I may have to do it myself.
888-202-2552.
Oh, there we go. We got one.
We still have
eight to go. Please contribute. If you haven't done it already, do it right now. Go to WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. We have to go away now. But I tell you what, there's still a minute or so for you to contribute. I would love to get eight more contributors at WPR.org or phone 888 888- 202-2552. And thank you very much.